Hall, Lucinda. Adelaide, South Australia, November 23, 1892. Dear Sister Hall, I wrote you a letter in response to the draft sent me from you and Eleanor and Martha and Sister West. I mentioned you all, and if you have not received said letter, please to let me know at once that I can repair the failure as far as possible. I preserved no copy, so shall not be able to reproduce the same. We learned that about 3 mails past, the tug containing mail from Adelaide was burned. There was a railroad accident between East and Nevada. No other mail was destroyed. Now I am anxious to learn if you did get a letter from me acknowledging the receipt of the draft. I do hope you received it. I do not, Lucinda, think of such a thing as receiving anything financially from you. I do love to hear from you and Eleanor and Martha, who work so hard. I could not refrain from weeping as I thought of it. Be assured I shall appreciate this favor, because it is a token of love and sympathy and true benevolence. I wish to give a little message to Eleanor. I hope, my dear sister, you will not use up all the vitality you have in hard work. Take a little time to rest and see how it seems to be idle once in a while. I know it would be a painful process to be long doing nothing, but try a little of this laziness, if you call it by that name. Jesus said to his disciples, "Come apart and rest a while." Mark 6, verse 31. But you see, they did not get to. The people came seeking for Jesus, and could he turn them away when there were so many who would not seek for him at all? No, he went out and labored for them until he was almost fainting with exhaustion. I think how much easier it is for me to preach this kind of doctrine than to practice it. How our precious Savior labored to bless humanity. If a much larger number labored to weariness, those who now labor to complete exhaustion might have some chance to have a resting spell. But there are born idlers. They love to do nothing and will get nothing in return. Well, I am afraid if I keep on in this style that you will not get very forcibly the lesson I meant to give you. I know you are connected with a beehive, and there is enough to employ your thoughts and your time, and you could work yourselves far beyond your power to endure. May the Lord strengthen and bless you all. For us, Jesus has shed his blood, and we are required to trust him, believe in him. He does not want any of us to go in darkness. The Holy Spirit has borne with us from year to year and guarded us with unceasing vigilance that we shall not disappoint the Savior. All souls are precious in his sight. He died for them. They are capable of being made the trophies of his grace and the heirs of heaven. Our zeal needs to be quickened that we may win souls to Jesus Christ. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14. Glad tidings shall be to all people. Luke 2, verse 10. Keep up good courage in the Lord. We are laborers together with God, and our appointed task is to sow the good seed beside all waters, to sow in his vineyard, to reap and garner up the harvest. God would have us increase our talents. Then when the Master comes, he may receive his own with usury. Truth. Oh, how precious is truth pervading the heart. It longs for expression. A word of comfort spoken here and there is freighted with good, for the Spirit gives it efficiency and power. We shall never gain anything by looking at ourselves and mourning over our sins. Jesus, look to Jesus. Rejoice in his love, for he is very, very precious. Talk faith, hope, and courage, and your faith will grow strong and firm and unwavering. Please write to me when you can. I shall be glad to hear from you. In love. Be sure and tell me if you have received a letter every month. If not, one is lost.